Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. Rudy Giuliani has been sued again this week. This is the second lawsuit this week filed against Rudy Giuliani. This most recent lawsuit that was just filed was brought by somebody named Daniel Gill, a former grocery store employee in Staten Island. You may recall this incident back on or around June 26th of 2022. Rudy Giuliani made a visit to this grocery store in Staten Island. I believe it was a ShopRite in connection with his son's vanity campaign for governor. It was a meet and greet style event. And this ShopRite employee, grocery store employee by the name of Daniel Gill, went over to Rudy Giuliani, patted him on the back and said, "What's up, scumbag?" Rudy Giuliani was not injured. It was a small pat on the back. Nonetheless, Rudy Giuliani and people at the ShopRite then called the police. They had charges be filed against Daniel Gill. Daniel Gill was arrested for a felony assault on an elderly individual. I'll show you the video in a moment. When the video was released to the public, the charges were then downgraded to a misdemeanor, and then they were later dismissed. And now Daniel Gill has filed this lawsuit against Rudy Giuliani, as well as the NYPD through the city of New York, and the officers who were involved in this arrest, suing for an unlawful arrest, a conspiracy involving the unlawful arrest and the malicious prosecution there too, and Rudy Giuliani's involvement in that. Daniel Gill is seeking $2 million in damages in this lawsuit. Let me just show you the surveillance footage of actually what took place before going through the complaint. So I'm going to show you right now the surveillance footage, and you'll hear while watching the surveillance footage an interview as well that Rudy Giuliani gave to a radio station shortly thereafter, where he talked about this incident and he said that he was in pain and that it felt like he was being shot on the back or shot in the back. So that's what you're going to hear. The voice of Rudy Rudy Giuliani from this radio interview, but then you'll see the surveillance footage that was unearthed after Rudy Giuliani made these lies and defamed Daniel Gill. So play this clip.
And all of a sudden, I feel a shot on my back, like somebody shot me. I went forward, but luckily I didn't fall down. Lucky I'm a 78-year-old who's in pretty good shape, because if I wasn't, I'd have hit the ground and probably cracked my skull. And then...
And shortly thereafter, you'll remember that New York Mayor Eric Adams then made a statement about Rudy Giuliani and stated that it was a crime to make false statements about an individual, and the district attorney's probably investigating the wrong person in Daniel Gill. And if there were false statements made, perhaps the real criminal investigation should be into Rudy Giuliani. Play this clip of New York Mayor Eric Adams.
I looked at the video. And someone needs to remind former Mayor Giuliani that falsely reporting a crime is a crime. And from what he stated about being punched in the head, felt like a bullet, you know, what he stated, that was a lot of creativity. And I think the district attorney, he has the wrong person that he's investigating. To falsely report a crime is a crime. If that video wasn't there, then this person would have been charged with punching the former mayor. He'd have been charged with all of these offenses that did not materialize. I saw that video. And I'm sure all of you who saw the video, you have to ask yourself, he stated if he didn't feel so heroic or whatever, he would have fallen to the ground. That was a lot of creativity there. Falsely reporting a crime is a crime.
So previously, Daniel Gill gave a notice of intent to sue, which was the precursor to this lawsuit. But now a federal lawsuit in the Southern District of New York is filed against Rudy Giuliani, the city of New York, and the officers involved in the arrest and who prepared the police reports. The lawsuit starts with that statement from Mayor Eric Adams. Someone needs to remind former Mayor Giuliani that falsely reporting a crime is a crime. What he stated, there was a lot of creativity, and I think the district attorney, he has the wrong person he is investigating. When you look at the video, the guy basically walked by and patted him on the back. If you then go to the nature of the action, page 2 of the lawsuit, it explains that this is a civil action pursuant to the federal law and civil rights, which is USC section 1983, 85, and 88, seeking monetary damages from defendants for false arrest, civil rights conspiracy resulting in false arrest, and false imprisonment, defamation, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and negligent infliction of emotional distress. It goes on to say, on June 26, 2022, Plaintiff Gill was working at his customary job at ShopRite, located in Staten Island. Defendant Giuliani, campaigning for his son's vanity run for governor of the state of New York, entered the venue for a typical campaign meet and greet. While defendant Giuliani was among his supporters, Plaintiff Gill placed his hand on defendant Giuliani's back and called him a scumbag. Video footage captured the entire encounter. One person called 911 and the police defendant McCarthy and P.O. Wyke arrived on scene, followed by another NYPD officer and defendant Sergeant Malata. The police defendants named herein and defendant Giuliani agreed to deprive plaintiff of his liberty. At the insistence of defendant Giuliani, plaintiff was falsely arrested for a violent felony offense. At the insistence of defendant Giuliani, the plaintiff was put through the system and incarcerated for 21 hours prior to arraignment. The defendant did so despite possessing surveillance footage that conclusively belied defendant Giuliani's account of what transpired and established that plaintiff committed no crime. They did so despite the fact that the police defendants and other members of the NYPD all stated they should watch the video before taking any action against plaintiff. Plaintiff explained that he tapped defendant Giuliani to get his attention, a version of events completely corroborated by the video. Due to the false arrest and the inflated nature of the charge, plaintiff was denied a desk appearance ticket based on the false statement by police defendants. There was an immediate need to seek an order of protection. Plaintiff spent 21 hours in custody and was released on June 27, 2022, after the charges were downgraded to a misdemeanor. They have since been dismissed. Defendant Giuliani, not satisfied with the result of his unlawful agreement with the NYPD to detain defendant, went on a media tour touting, expanding upon, embellishing, and outright lying about his wounds from the encounter, falsely claiming that he was suffering from a variety of serious physical injuries as a result of the, quote, attack, and engage in a pattern of false and defamatory statements against plaintiff, both before and after the videotape was publicly released. I mean, look, Giuliani lies about everything. It is, unfortunately, in the MAGA Republican DNA. It just lie, lie, lie. And here also play the victim. As I also mentioned, this was the second lawsuit brought against Rudy Giuliani this week alone, in just this one week. You also had a lawsuit filed by Noel Dunphy against Rudy Giuliani and various entities associated with Rudy Giuliani for sexual assault under the New York Adult Survivors Act. Here's a text message from that lawsuit. At the same time, Giuliani kept trying to control Ms. Dunphy. On February 11, 2019, Giuliani texted Ms. Dunphy, "You're mine. Nobody will ever have you now." He went on to say, "I'm dreaming about you. I can't believe you're mine. Nobody will ever have you now." And then there's another post as well that's in the complaint where he talks about wanting to shower with her. It is a vile, vile complaint. Turning to paragraph 132 in that complaint as well, it mentions that Giuliani asked Ms. Dunphy if she knew anyone in need of a pardon, telling her that he was selling pardons for $2 million, which he and President Trump would split. He told Ms. Dunphy that she could refer individuals seeking pardons to him so long as they did not go through the normal channels of the Office of the Pardon Attorney, because correspondence going to that office would be subject to disclosure under the Freedom of Information Act. It's utterly despicable stuff. And two lawsuits against Giuliani this week right here. What does MAGA stand for? Make attorneys get attorneys. And when you engage in such horrific conduct, you're going to need that. Horrible, horrible stuff. But glad we can report it here first on the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 1.5 million subscribers thanks to your awesome support. Check us out at patreon.com/MidasTouch, patreon.com/MidasTouch, and wherever you get audio podcasts, subscribe to the Midas Touch podcast as well. It's free. All right, hit subscribe on this YouTube channel. It's free, and have a great day.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.